Because the sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Because the sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Please be seated. The better we understand the human condition, the better we understand ourselves. This proverb that is in Ecclesiastes 8:11 tells us something about the human condition. People misunderstand delayed judgment. People misunderstand delayed judgment. And when people sin against God, there's an expectation that he is going to respond with some form of correction or punishment. And that is to say, this is what God has claimed he would do. For example, in Isaiah 13:11, God warns, "I will punish the world for its evil and the wicked for their iniquity. I will halt the arrogance of the proud, and I will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible." And then in Isaiah 26:21, God says something very similar. A very similar warning we read there. "Behold, the Lord comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity." To punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. And people know this about God. They've been told that God sees everything, that he knows everything, that there's no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom they must give an account. And so when a person with this knowledge of God sins, he expects that this all-seeing God of heaven is going to bring some form of punishment or correction upon him. But when a couple of weeks go by and nothing out of the norm happens, there doesn't appear to be any divine consequences for the sin that was committed, the person begins to wonder whether God really does punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. And so the person is emboldened to commit the sin again. And when no apparent consequences arise, he sins again. And when no apparent consequences arise, he sins again. And the cycle repeats itself until the person becomes quite confident that he can sin with impunity, that he can sin without any divine consequences being visited upon him. He no longer has any inhibitions that God is watching and that God is going to bring correction or punishment. And this is what Peter says will be characteristic of sinners in the last days. He wrote in 2 Peter 3, verses 3 and 4, "Scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts and saying, 'Where is the promise of Jesus' coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation.'" What man often overlooks in his assessment of God's response to sin is that God doesn't always bring correction or punishment immediately. God often delays his correction or punishment, which is an act of grace on God's part. It's an act of grace because God delays, God's delay is an act of grace because that delay is a window of opportunity that the Lord gives for people to repent of their sins in the name of Jesus Christ. But we must not interpret this delay as evidence that God is asleep at the wheel or that God's warnings are without consequence. That's the mistake this proverb is warning against. Because the sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. So, dear friends, if you're involved in any willful patterns of sin, and you're becoming increasingly persuaded that God is not going to do anything about it, be advised that you are making a big mistake. Be advised on the authority of Ecclesiastes 8:11, that you are making a big mistake. God is not mocked. He is not to be made a liar. The decrees of God are certain and they are unfailing. And if God has delayed his corrective discipline for your sin, then it's in your best interest to immediately take advantage of his grace. Immediately take advantage of his delayed response to your sin. And how do you do that? Through repentance and faith. Confess your foolish arrogance, forsake your sin, and walk in faith and submissive obedience to the Lord through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the response that the Lord is inviting you to through Jesus Christ. Do not delay. Do not become emboldened to think that the Lord is not watching or that he will not bring judgment upon sin. He will. Do not mistake his grace for him being absent. Because repentance includes confession, we confess our sins to the Lord, and confession is something that we could do at any time, at any place, and we do it regularly here in our church. And so let's have a time of silence. During this silence, let's confess our sins to the Lord. You can do that in the privacy of your own prayer conversation with God. And after a suitable time of silence, I'll lead us in corporate confession as well. Let's pray.